student activists have set up pro-Palestine encampments on campuses in Madison and Milwaukee. It's Tuesday, April 30th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Milwaukee officials say reckless drivers caused two recent crashes involving county buses. And state health officials say new cases of infectious diseases in Wisconsin highlight the importance of recommended vaccinations. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The nationwide pro-Palestinian campus encampments protests have arrived at the universities of Wisconsin. Anya Van Wagendonk reports from the UW-Madison.
Activists rallied Monday morning on the flagship campus's Library Mall. After speeches and chants, they erected tents. That move is in line with other encampments at colleges across the country, beginning at Columbia University in New York 2 weeks ago. Dalia Saba is a member of Students for Justice in Palestine.
We are here to demand that our university divest from the ongoing war.
University administrators have said that camping is not allowed on campus or as part of protests. They released a statement late Monday night saying they're willing to discuss the students' demands, but only after tents are removed. Protesters also started an encampment at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More Wisconsinites died at work in 2022 than in any year since 2006. That's according to a new report from the AFL-CIO. The report found that Wisconsin had 125 workplace deaths in 2022, the most recent year with data. The last time that many Wisconsinites died on the job was in 2006. The report found that the state had one OSHA inspector for every 70,000 workers. Stephanie Bloomingdale leads the state AFL-CIO. She says that number should be closer to one inspector for every 10,000 workers.
It's critical that we have adequate number of OSHA inspectors to enforce the laws.
The Department of Labor estimates its worker protection agencies lost 14% of their staff between 2016 and 2020. OSHA has asked for a budget increase in 2025. Milwaukee officials say reckless drivers caused two recent crashes involving county buses. As Evan Casey reports, those buses were damaged beyond repair.
One crash occurred when a driver ran a red light, hitting a bus with three passengers inside. The reckless driver died at the scene. The other crash happened less than 2 days later when a driver hit another vehicle and a bus. In both cases, the bus drivers and several passengers were sent to the hospital for their injuries. The crashes cost the county more than $2 million. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said more needs to be done to stop reckless driving.
Enough is enough. We have to continue working together to end reckless driving, stop crashes and traffic violence, and make sure that we save lives.
Another county bus was damaged by a fire last weekend because of a mechanical issue. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Madison police say they arrested more than 80 people following the annual Mifflin Street block party. Most of those citations were for alcohol-related offenses. Officers booked at least half a dozen people into the Dane County Jail. Officials shut down two city blocks for the event, which drew thousands of people to downtown Madison on Saturday. A Madison police officer suffered minor injuries after being hit by a vehicle while doing traffic control for the event. The driver remained at the scene and was not cited. A deck also partially collapsed during the party, and video footage shows a crowd flipping over a car. The Mifflin Street block party started in 1969 as a student protest against the Vietnam War. The party now no longer has a political focus. Infectious disease experts are urging Wisconsinites to make sure they're vaccinated against measles. As Hope Kerwin reports, the state confirmed its first case on Friday.
State health officials have released a list of locations in Dane and Rock counties where people may have been exposed to the highly contagious measles virus early last week. Dr. Jim Conway is a pediatric infectious disease specialist for UW Health. He says the measles vaccination rate in kids has declined in recent years, especially after the pandemic interrupted regular checkups for many families. And he says some adults may still need the two-shot series, which wasn't recommended for kids until 1989.
There's a fair number of people probably that, you know, grew up earlier than those years, but late enough that they may not have actually had measles themselves.
Conway says the new case in Wisconsin should be a, quote, stern wake-up call about the need to get vaccinated. The virus can cause severe disease and sometimes death. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's today's podcast. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.